At this very moment, all over America, thousands, maybe millions of American citizens are waiting for a repairman or installer to show up between 8 and noon, or maybe tomorrow between noon and 6, or sometime on Tuesday, or sometime after 3. And millions of Americans are often disappointed, frustrated, and angry when they take time off from work to be there for someone who never shows up. Joseph Williams, a lawyer in Baltimore County, Maryland, decided to do something about it. He sued Sears Roebuck and Company. Mr. Williams joins us from his office. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome, sir.
What happened? Your washing machine wouldn't work and...
So I called Sears. First I said, look, I just started my own business, and it's very important that I spend my time there. Could you possibly give me a better time? And they said, no, you have to just be there between 8 and 12. So I waited from 8 till after 11. And then I called and I said, can you tell me if the person is on the way? And they said, oh, well, they haven't even started their appointments this morning because they're all in training. I said, I know you don't care, but you shouldn't do this to people. So I'm going to sue you for my time. And that was it.
Now, what defense did the company make in court?
The first defense was that there was no contract between us. They secondly said that there was no negligence on their part because they had no duty towards me. We argued under Maryland law, which has an extraordinarily powerful statute called the Consumer Protection Statute, mm-hmm. and that's what the judge accepted and agreed, that they had, by making people wait when they had absolutely no intention of appearing, was just unfair and shouldn't be done.
Could you ever figure out what interest the company has in making people wait?
I think it was just more convenient for them to have a list of people ready to be served.
So in the end, you got a dollar judgment.
Correct.
From the big Sears Roebuck company, right?
That's right. My partner was representing me, and we put on the evidence of what I charge on an hourly basis. Judge said, this is an unfair and deceptive trade practice. He made it clear that had I proved what my lost wages were, he would have awarded my lost income and attorney's fees.
Do you think this proved anything?
Absolutely. An attorney is going to be reporting to Sears Roebuck that how many hundreds or thousands of suits could be filed, and not only will people get what they lose, but they'll also get legal fees. Mm-hmm. I believe that that will get Sears' attention, if common sense and politeness will not.
You mentioned that your partner represented you, right?
Yes, Jane Santoni. We call her Santoni the Tiger.
Did Santoni the Tiger get 33 cents of your dollar judgment?
We've negotiated it down to 20%.
You do drive a hard bargain.
Actually, she was thrilled.
Joseph Williams, a lawyer in Baltimore County, Maryland.